Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Annyeong.
Hola.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome to Let's Talk Hoya podcast.
Today, we're going to be talking about... Sorry, I got distracted by Fuzzy on my microphone.
We're talking what's new in the Hoya world.
There you go. Yeah. I was trying to get Trello to get up. I was like, come on.
I feel like, you know, I mean, I say this like we've been doing this for like years and years and years. But, you know, last year we did an episode talking about some trends and things like that were happening. And I feel like those are always fun episodes because especially our hobby, it's always changing. Mm-hmm. Like there's new species, hybrids, new types of Hoya that are coming out, fluctuation in prices, new publications that come out, different good and misinformation that comes out. And so we thought it'd be fun to just chat through it and talk through some things. But first and foremost, as always, have you guys seen any new Hoya in the market lately?
You know, I haven't, but I actually do have one that I'm like, I saw.
Jessie's over there doing her research right now.
Okay. It's a Callistophylla, but it's called Callistophylla chibi, C-H-I-B-I.
Okay, I have seen that.
It is like a turtle dream. Like,
yes.
I saw it on Sam's Hoya's Instagram, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, I think I need that.
Same. Okay, but did you guys see in one of the Facebook groups, someone basically did like a, are you for chibi or not for chibi type of a thread? And people were like, eh, and then some people were like, yeah, like I need it. So it's a hot debate.
I feel so out of the loop because I just.
You haven't been on the
groups.
I want to see it though.
I'm trying to find it again.
It's really cute. I have it saved on my wish list.
Hoya Callistophylla chibi. I don't even know if it's an illegitimate. Okay, well, I'll let Lydia pull it up. It is so cute.
It is.
And
really
the thing
cute.
Is, like, I know the elliptica, especially the oblong shaped one, gives turtle vibes, like turtle shell vibe.
Whatever. This is more.
This is like veiny. It's so beautiful. And I know the Callistophylla is like a thick leafed Hoya, which is more drought tolerant.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that adorable?
Hello, sexy.
Because Callistophylla is very like, you know.
Look at the apex of that leaf.
It's like a Ganunga ding and an elliptica had a baby. I'm sorry, I had to say that because it was going to like leave. I'm old now.
But it's like the foliage is very like lemon lime. But Callistophylla, the venation is always such a deep green. Dark. And so just the contrast between those two is beautiful. And the leaves are like so just round and circular. And, you know, I'm not a Callistophylla girly. But this one,
yeah,
I know.
That's how I was feeling. Okay, Jesse.
So smash or pass.
Slurpator 1994. Skip ahead 10 seconds. Jesse.
100%.
Smash.
Smash too.
Smash.
Yes.
That's really funny because for Patreon today, I was going to suggest smash or pass. And like we all just like say some Hoya names. But then I was like, oh, they're going to think that's stupid.
I know why. We're smashing all of Hoya.
I'm saying, you and me, that wavelength, that telepathic wavelength right here. Okay, but real quick, before we keep on going. Oh, no, I'll say at the end. Never mind. Just cut that out.
I was so excited, though.
I know, me too. I got excited.
Okay, I love it. Chibi.
What about you?
Ooh, okay. Hot off the press. Did you guys see that? Because I feel like recently, like last year, there was a inner variegated serpents that came
Stop,
out.
Stop, that was mine.
But no.
I mentioned in the car.
Hot off the press, outer variegated serpents.
Really?
Yeah, outer variegated serpents. And it's like, you know, outer variegation, I feel like can vary, right? Because there's some outer variegation where it's more like a lemony type color. And then there's the outer variegation that's like a true like white. And this is like a white outer variegation.
Oh, so do you have a regular serpent?
No.
And so you, but you want this one?
I don't know that I want it.
You just want to appreciate
it. But yeah. I can appreciate it because I feel like serpents is one that I've always more or less struggled with.
Yeah,
so I'm same. Like, I don't need to like insert this type of, you know, struggle into my life right now. And so, but from afar, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Have you seen it yet?
No. I was just looking at my explore page on Instagram, and it's just such a mix of like naked men and plants. It's just Hoya and Dingalings.
That's why I keep separate Instagrams.
I know. Sometimes if I want plant content, I'll just hop over to Let's Talk Hoya Instagram.
Because yours no longer is plant content.
Here we go. Outer variegated.
It is pretty.
It is pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you just know, like, the struggle that'll come with it. Yeah, that's the thing. Just, like, so, like, beautiful smash. Do I want it in my collection? Pass. What about you, Jesse? What have you seen lately? Or what have you seen today?
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't really been on planet Earth for the past few weeks. So I'm out of the loop. But I have seen a lot more blooms this year. So I'm not going to talk about a specific Hoya, but I see our listeners and our non-listeners out there posting a whole lot of blooms this year.
Everyone's blooming their Hoyas.
Everyone's blooming.
That is true. Okay. Unrelated topic. Today, I was looking at my Hoya Medusa and guess what it has?
No.
Yep.
I was just inspecting mine today, but it does not have one.
It literally, like the peduncle itself, is just like a little nub, like a little nubbins, and it just sticks out right at the internode.
Size doesn't matter.
And no, it doesn't, because this can be doing the most, you know?
Yeah, I wish I had a Medusa so I could relate.
And it's slightly butted up.
Really?
Yes.
Send me a pic.
Okay, so excited.
Send us a pic.
Ooh. So anyway, I mean, unrelated.
Go take a cutting of mine right now if you want to.
I mean, later.
See, that's the thing. You're always like, oh, I wish I had that. I'm like, yeah, I'll give you a cutting. You're like, root it for me?
Alrighty then.
So that's exciting.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one. We need the photo of that one.
Okay, also though, okay, since we're talking about blooms, although this wasn't really like, you know, the topic, but what's going on in Lydia's Hoya world is...
Wow, she didn't even let me finish my like portion. She was just like, it's all about me again.
But my platycollis, officially, all three peduncles are budded up.
Oh.
One is pretty dang close. And then my Amrita also budded up.
Okay, but we got to take photos of those too.
So...
That's exciting.
I'll bring them over.
Platycollis.
Yes. But Amrita, because remember in one of the episodes that we were talking about, we talked about frogfoot and how like the outer portion of the bud almost looks like the little frog feeder on it.
Mm-hmm.
Amrita is doing the same thing. So I'm like, what's going on here? But regardless, like I can already tell that it's going to be red because the outside of the bud, like you can see like a very deep red hue in it.
So I'm so excited.
Okay, so they call Amrita frogfoot too.
Yes, that's what it's gonna look like. Oh, SR2701 frogfoot. Yeah, see, the weird thing is because then
I've seen a couple Hoyas recently that were like species frogfoot, and I was like, is that really a species? I thought
I don't think so. I know though it was, but I mean, this was a couple years ago. Granted, so information changes, right? But Syriza is the one that's found like frogfoot, and I'm pretty sure Amrita too. And she had said that she noticed like differences between the two plants. I don't know if that grants them to be two different species, but that's why they have like the two different names, because to her, like she's noted like between the blooms and then the foliage that there seems to be different characteristics. So I'm just basing my information off of that, which could be old news by now, but Amrita.
Amrita has like very undulate leaf margins.
Yes.
That's so pretty.
So I'm super excited. So anyway, back to, well, Hoya, have we seen it in the market, yo?
Back to Jesse, what were you going to say?
Bro, that was like 3 hours ago. I checked out. I left planet Earth again.
What have you been seeing, like a bunch of new Hoya?
Not a bunch. I feel like end of last year, this year, instead of seeing like new species or anything, I've just been seeing a lot of Hoya that we already know and love, mm-hmm, that are now coming out with like variation, yeah, basically. So
I still want that Crassy.
And variegated things coming down in prices. I think, yeah, that's what we were talking about too earlier.
Yeah. But I also saw recently there's an inner variegated Matilde that's out, mm-hmm, now. So that's also a cutie. But yeah, going down in price, which going back to, you know, Jesse being like, oh, I wish I had a Medusa. And you know how when the inner variegated poly came out, it, mm-hmm, was like $1,000 a node. And that was literally less than a year ago. Well, today I just saw someone post one, $185 a node.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, Jesse, like three-way split, 185, like that's totally doable. And then she goes, I can't even keep a green one alive. And I'm like, okay, but you wanted an outer variegated one, so.
Yeah, because she wanted me to pitch in for it. I'm like, bro, no.
But 185 for a node.
Yeah, you guys go halfsies. I'll get a cutting.
But then I struggle with that because I have the Broge and, mm-hmm, I'm like, I'm over it. I have the outer variegated one. I'm like,
Are you already?
I'm not over it, but, uh-huh, I want them to look like Breeze.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no, same thing. Literally, I was just about to say the only thing that keeps me going is even literally this week she posted on her stories, like, because she's going to be moving from her house. And so she had posted like, oh, I'm enjoying this view while I can, Brie Plant Girl 50.
Yeah.
And every single time that Polynora is right in the middle.
Oh, like, so beautiful.
You see it. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And I'm just like, you know what? My Polynora is going to do that.
You swear. What is this?
Verticillata silver.
Yeah, and that's pretty, isn't it?
That's new. And that's me one.
What is this? That's me new.
So every, and even like I saw that stories and I moved my Polynora out of variegated onto a little side table. So when I turn from my desk, I just see it right there. And I'm like, come on, baby, you can do it.
Yeah. I mean, and she's got it right though. Like that's, it doesn't want a lot of light. Like I think, mm-hmm, people who complain about Polynuras and being like weird and wonky, they're just giving them too much light. What?
I'm people.
No.
But no. Something about, I don't know, something about having that outer variegated Polynura really just re-sparked my little love for it. And I really love that plant right now. So,
I mean, I do love it too. I think that it's in my bedroom, so I don't like give it as much appreciation because, you know, sometimes, mm, during the day, I don't go peruse the plants in the bedroom.
Right.
I usually come out and peruse these ones. Mm-hmm. But I do like it because then whenever I do like take care of those plants, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at all this growth.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword. But that one, it is cute. I did cut a piece and give a little piece to Becca.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And then that kind of jump-started the plant because it hadn't put out new leaves for a while.
And then it just goes, that's what happened to mine.
And so sometimes you just gotta snip it.
That's what I, and then that happened like, to
oh,
mine.
Oh, wait, we gotta grow.
I cut it and then we had sold a couple and then I gave you one. And then that made it put out 3 new vines and those are all growing. So
see, and that's what happened. I came back, mm-hmm, from vacation and there was like full new leaves and I was like, what?
And it grows so fast. Yeah. So that was, I know,
Jesse, don't you wish you had one? Stop. Didn't, okay, you say you put it on your desk to breathe?
It's probably a whole tree by now. It's still not at my house. This is live recording. Let me date this.
Okay, but also, inner variegated Polynura in the same pot as the outer variegated Polynura?
Yeah.
Ooh, I need you to make that basket happen.
That does need to happen.
But now that it's like, so, I mean, I just like couldn't fathom spending $1,000 on a node. But 186, like.
That's not bad.
No, especially because they grow so fast, you know?
Listen, so, I'll send you the Venmo now.
So, ain't that crazy?
That is. Let's get a chibi while we're at it.
Ooh, let's just get all the tick, 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 tick.
Too bad I'm on a no buying Hoya.
Yeah, that was the episode.
Unfortunately,
that was the episode recently. You were just like, I'm on a no buy the whole year.
That's why I'm not looking, because if I look,
yeah. It I was hurts. At the point like
you come shop at this house.
Yeah, yeah, I still like looking just to like see what's out there, but I haven't had like the I have to have that. I'm gonna get all these plants, because I think also partially I literally don't have any more room.
That does help when you're just feeling very like overwhelmed with space. But like, I wish I had that kind of self control. Because today I saw a ceramic paper towel holder on TikTok and I was like, that's so cute. And then really I almost spent $80 on a ceramic paper towel holder. And I'm like, who do I think I am? And I didn't buy it.
You know what though? Every single time you used a paper towel, you would be so happy.
They're so cute though. It took Steve coming over and be like, that's a lot of money. Like, why is it so expensive? And I was like, well, it's handmade and it's ceramic.
I will come to your house and hold your paper towels for $80.
Okay, I just have to say, I found a new pottery maker, and she made these gorgeous mugs. And part of it, like her, she has a collection that's like connecting human nature to like elements of the earth. And there was one that was for nature, and it had like green in it. And I am
all about it.
Yes, I'm all about green. And tell me why. I was going to pay $100 for this mug.
Oh my goodness.
But you know what? Supporting small makers, like, I'm all for it. This is her full-time job. But oh my gosh, it sold out so fast. It was in my cart. And I was like putting in my little name. And I went to go check out and someone just dragged the rug under my feet and I almost died.
Newbie.
Yeah.
But also you in those ugly shoes.
What ugly shoes? I'll have
to show you. I think I'm legit going to buy this. I'll have to show you
they look like spider webs.
You know how, you know that company Merrell, M-E-R-R-E-L-L? Yeah.
That's all Steve wears.
Oop. But they make hiking shoes, but they came out with clogs lately. Okay, legit though, it's on sale.
Isn't that, well, but I need the 8-inch, I need the 6-inch one. That's the 5-inch. Isn't it cute?
It's really cute.
I would need it to be really heavy because
it is heavy. It's ceramic.
That is really cute. Would that make you so happy? Here, send me a link. Your birthday's coming up.
Oh, I just stepped on the cat. Okay, sorry.
I stepped on my cat today and it literally like hissed at me and wanted to kill me. And I was like, oh, it's your fault for being in front of me. Yeah.
So they're Merrell. Please don't tell me they're toes.
No, you know the clogs that they have? They're like pretty ugly, but they come out with the botanical one and that low-key cute.
Low-key.
Yeah, so.
Just a low-key shoe.
I'll have to show you later. Okay.
It looks like somebody ran over everybody at Monsters, Inc. and put it on a shoe.
It looks like when you, like, leave all your figurines in a bag in the sun and they just melt together.
Well, I was going to buy them, and then I saw a review of this girl that said I literally made her look like a toad foot. So then I was like,
You would definitely look like a toad foot.
I don't know, though. It would be like cute little tiny toad.
So I was like, well, I could just wear it at home.
Yeah, indoor shoes.
So anyway.
Back to Hoya.
Yes, back to Hoya.
What are some ones that you've seen making a resurgence?
Ooh, because I feel like that always happens, especially like, I feel like even like lately, there's been a lot of new Hoya people joining the community. And so I just keep on seeing some Hoya where people are like looking for it all over again. And there are ones where I would be like, oh, that's kind of like a basic Hoya, but really like people are super excited. But one that I've been seeing, just biting it. One that I've been seeing is.
Sorry, I'm loving it. She's biting it.
So One that I've been seeing is Linearis.
Damn it. I was going to say that one. I was going to say that's making a resurgence in my heart because mine is finally growing after we just shamed it together.
Yes.
And a pinnacle.
You too?
But I don't know. I don't see any buds or anything. So it's like a very stubby little pinnacle.
I mean, mine this year started and it has popped off.
It did.
Yeah, it really did. So, but yeah, I've been seeing people being like, I need Linearis, but everyone's like, but I need it to be a full pot. And I'm like, girl, that's not easy.
The fun is in doing the work. But I need a full pump when everyone gets
Okay, fuck. Sorry. Screw you, because that I am plant is yours. And you're like, I need it to be a little more full.
Oh, that one then? I'll take that today.
You will not. I haven't taken a cutting.
Right here. Right, this is the problem. Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey guys, Lydia here.
And Adam. As some of you may know, we co-own a online Hoya plant shop. Well, mostly Hoya. It's called The Green Plant. We're always so grateful that our passions have led us to have the ability to share some of our favorite genus with you.
We aim to have a restock at least 1 to 2 times a month and always post the most carefully and beautifully growing plants. And supporting us keeps our dream alive. And we love seeing the plants we have lovingly curated growing in your homes.
If you're in the United States and ever looking for new Hoya babes to add to your collection, just give us a browse at www.thegreenplantaz.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at thegreenplant.az, where we always post restock alerts on our stories. And you can also sign up for our newsletter at the bottom of our shop website. And now, back to our episode.
Linearis.
Yes, it's making a comeback, isn't it? There's a lot of people that are looking for it again.
And because of how that grows, it actually can turn into a pretty full plant from just one stem.
Yes. Yes. Because mine has 3 cuttings in the pot now, and it's getting to the point, it's at like my tallest shelf on the top, and it's about to hit the floor. And so I'm just going to cut all of them and then repot them to make a fuller pot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I saw Wild Fern had posted an update about her Linearis, mm-hmm. and she had originally had it in one of those, you know, those cool like upside down pots.
Yes.
I think those are so cool. I kind of want
to try one, but I just don't know how it would work with how we grow.
I feel like we would have to like commit to a plant that's going to like live in soil. Which I was thinking, because you know, last time I was talking about my compacta that I'm just like loving. My compacta, I grow them in soil.
Mine, me too.
And what if I put a compacta in there?
True.
Because it's trailing.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be cute.
It would get heavy though, don't you think? Because compactas are heavy. So you need to make sure that has an anchor.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I want to try that. But Sheila's saying that her plant, it's like super full now, but like literally just took cuttings from it. And then put it back into the pot to fill it out. And now it's just this big, big plant. So
that was the plant, like the Hoya goals. That I did that, the magic cookie jar video on a long time ago about propagating.
Oh my gosh, the magic cookie jar.
Because that one does propagate very easily because you just like do the butterfly method almost and just like stick it down in back in your pot and it'll get roots, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, Hoya can grow roots along the entire stem, but like right by like the internodes, like right underneath, you can always see the little nubbins on Linearis. And I feel like Hoya that have that, like the roots just grow so fast.
Yeah, they do.
So
they do. That's also how I recognize if a Hoya has been planted upside down, because roots do grow all along the other stem, but there's always a couple nubs directly under the node. And so that's how I usually can identify
if it's upside down or not.
Mm-hmm. Because that does happen quite a bit.
Yeah, it does.
With Hoya, because they'll find a way. I mean, it'll take longer than it normally would, but eventually it'll.
That is true, though. There are plenty of people who like potted their plant upside down and then it just finds a way and it just keeps on going. So, yeah.
Well, your cuttings always look like centipedes with all the roots going up and down the stem.
Yeah. Yeah, when we have our cuttings in like those high humidity, but I don't love that.
No, I don't either.
So I cut those off. But
But what's another Hoya in resurgence that you all have seen?
I was going to say Pupa Calyx. And maybe that's because it's made a resurgence in my heart too, like the Leniaris.
Yeah.
Because these were all Hoya that we had at the beginning of our collection, mm-hmm. I'm sure. And before we knew what was lurking on our plants.
Yeah.
And so then I never had a Pupa Calyx bloom for me.
I was to say, I've seen a lot more blooms of Pupa Calyx.
Same.
And so.
Same.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah, they really are.
So I'm excited.
With like, because it has like the purple and the red. Like mm-hmm. some of them mm-hmm. have like the purple and the red, like contrasting in it. And that one is so pretty.
It reminds me of those purple and red. I don't know what they're called, but it's like a club. And it's usually these women that wear like purple and red.
Barney?
No, not Barney. It's like actually like a group or something, but they just, it's always so pretty. Those two colors together.
Yeah, it's so super pretty.
What other ones have I been seeing?
You know which one I have been seeing also? Rotundiflora.
Oh, those flowers are so cute. And I've never gotten mine to flower.
Me neither. But you know what? Mine, I had to start like a brand new pot for it. And it's just been popping off. And I'm really hoping this is the year. Because I have a lot of new peduncles that have budded up on a lot of different plants.
Yeah.
In the last like 6 months. So I'm hoping that's going to be one of them. Because I would love to see the Rotundiflora blooms.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they are.
That was also one of my first Hoya that I ever had.
Was
a Rotundiflora.
From mm-hmm. you.
From me?
Wasn't it?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, we got it from Annie's Garden Gems.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I do remember
in
that.
California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any others that I've seen.
Or any other things that we've been seeing in groups.
People leaving. Groups changing admins. But anyway, that's just like...
cheese me.
No, it's just happening in the Hoya world. If you're on Facebook, you're seeing
true.
It.
Oh, I did remember seeing, the Carol Noel.
Which one is that? Is that the Hoya...
identification.
Hoya identification group. Hoya identification group. I mean, which that group, if you're not in it, it is such a good group to like learn more about Hoya and to get a lot more insightful information. I will say there are already so many like good archives and files that are in there before like you post a question. Look in there because you're probably going to find the answer to your question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look. I'm just going to post.
There's a little search.
But Carol Noel is such a huge, like, influential person in the plant community. And she was saying herself, you know, she's in her 80s now. And it's just really hard to keep up with it. And I can only imagine because, I mean, even for me, like, things are hard to keep up with. And so I think she was saying she's looking for somebody to take over the group. So I hope it stays around. I hope somebody decides to take on that responsibility, but it's a big task, you know? So
yeah,
it's a big ask, but I feel like that group is just like gold. There's so much good information there.
There is.
Mm-hmm. But with, you know, new people in the group, new people in the hobby, there's always like a recirculation of information that goes around. And even this week, I feel like pests were a big one. Because there is people talking about flat mites all over again, which is always a thing. Mm-hmm. Flat mites, root mealies were two like big ones that I've been seeing in the groups even this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And like our episode with Doug, I think made me realize like how much of a struggle root mealies have been for people, especially like Doug. Like he was so downtrodden. Thankfully, before that episode aired, he had emailed us and was like, oh my gosh, like, thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Which was very sweet of him. But so when I was like, we were editing the episode and listened to it, I got the contrast of like him being just so sad about, mm-hmm. he's like, I just don't know what I'm going to do. And then I feel like, I'm not saying it's all because of us, but like then he posted a video. So like, we all know that pests really weigh on us and it kind of makes us stop wanting to like be braggadocious about our plants because we're just like struggling. And then I see him post a video and I'm like,
especially like back. A pest that spreads so quickly like wildfire. And then very quickly you have it in your entire collection. And then if you have a big collection to find a way to like control that
Yeah, it can feel like, very insurmountable to like control that.
I feel like though with every resurgence is like the same questions over and over. And like when people get the microscope, which to be honest, I gotta say, I did this. I did this with you because I was freaking out way back in the day. Like before we started this podcast, before I was part of like the TGP, everything. Like I was going through, that's when I first noticed flat mites. And then the poly, I was going through it. And I was like, do you think this is scale? Like I was everything. I was like,
I remember that.
Freaking out about. And you're like, no, I think that's normal. And I was like, I don't think it is.
Lydia was at my house last night looking at my microscoping my plants. And I was like, there it is. There's a flat mite. She's like, no, these are the flat mites. I will show you where the flat mites are on your plants.
I was legit looking at a plant. And then she goes, oh, I see. I was like, this one's clear. This one looks great. And I was like, but if you really want to see it, let me show you two steps over. This one's covered.
Yeah. It's not bad. Like before we knew about flat mites, but there are some. So yeah. I have to restart everything.
I came across a few photos that were like, oh, these are like people in the comments were definitely like, these are flat mites. And I did not see flat mites. No. I was like, I don't see any mites. And I commented, like when I see that, sometimes I will comment. I don't lurk in the groups that often, but I was like, I seriously don't see any flat mites in any of these photos. Yeah. Like it just looks like normal stem material.
There was somebody who had posted a photo of, you know how there's like the, what is that called? The sticky substance that comes out of like new vines, new leaves to help like lubricate the
And it kind of turns
the plant material. Yes.
It has a name and we said it in one of our episodes, but I can't remember.
And there's like some species where it's just so thick.
Yes.
And someone had gotten a microscope and they had posted, oh my gosh, like what is this on my plants? Because they're just brand new, but you know, they've probably heard here or there, like get a microscope. And so they did, like kudos to you. But the first comment that ends up on there, the person goes, root mealies, bad news.
On a stem.
Yes. And I was like, wait, but then after that, then all these people were like, wait, like, no, like, this isn't anything bad. Like, don't worry. I hope you haven't done anything, like, type of a thing.
I hope you haven't yeeted your plant into the river.
It just takes, like, one person to say something wrong. And I know, like, I mean, that person probably had no ill intent. Like, you know, none of us do. But I think, like, one wrong person saying something can just, like, be detrimental for somebody else. You know what I mean? So
take a moment. Think. Yeah. But yeah, I've said wrong things.
Yeah. Oh, plenty of times.
Yeah. And bloop, 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 to us, like 7 months from now, correcting ourselves.
I always go through the comments with hopes that there's people that are like, no, like, wait one second, you know? And then if I see someone that says something, then I'm like, okay, like it's all good. But
yeah, I really do hesitate to comment though. Cause I don't want to feel like a know-it-all, but yeah. I also don't want to feel like I don't know. But I do sometimes, it's hard to hold my tongue whenever someone's like, I see a photo that seems like a pretty normal stem and everyone's like, oh, that's flat mites. And I was like, I literally don't see them. Like if you're showing different photos, maybe, but this one doesn't have any.
And a lot of time, you know, like people just don't know and it's a learning opportunity for everybody, but like,
Send everyone into a tizzy.
Yeah.
Because honestly, that would be me. I'd be like freaking out.
As soon as I'd see the comment, I'd be like, bye.
Well, flashback to my philodendrons back in the early days and they had the extra floral nectaries. And
oh my gosh.
You Google sap on houseplant and immediately everyone's like mealybugs, aphids, all of these things. And I'm like, well, great. I have pests all over this. And I was like, oh no, this is normal. But for a good while, I was treating plants that were pest free because I thought they had pests.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have a funny story to tell you guys.
Go for it.
But I can say it during Patreon because it's funny.
Okay.
Also, and it's like nothing to do with it. But remember, write it down right now.
Yeah.
But also this poor person that I saw in our group, and she said that she had just bought beneficial bugs and released them. And then she saw on her plant, like there was all these bugs on it. And she's like, I just want to double check. Like, are these supposed to be what the good bugs look like when they hatch? And it was just like covered in aphids. And like good heroes of the day were like, no, like that's really bad. Like, you know, this is what you should do. But I was like, like, isn't it great that the internet exists? Like, just think of how, like, if it was back in the day and you had to, like, mail in a picture with your little postcard and then wait, like, 6 months to hear back.
Develop the photo first.
And by then, like, who knows what would
happen? And you're going to hope the camera, like, jeez, actually captured it. Hope
Walmart doesn't screw that photo up.
No, I'd be like, never mind. Eat it into the river. Oh, I'm going to pull a Doug on it.
Speaking of Doug, side note, I was looking through his ramblings today. He posted this photo of his Verstigii.
Oh my gosh, is it beautiful?
There is like 20 peduncles blooming on it.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this plant anymore. I think I need to get rid of it. And in my head, I'm like, he's going to throw it over the river.
Oh my goodness. He's just like, yeet.
It's so pretty.
What is this one here that I'm looking at?
What was it?
032.
Yeah,
those sleeves are the size of my head.
Yeah, they're huge.
I don't want that. I want it to be gone.
I will take it with it's me today.
So huge, and I'm like,
Lydia's like, no.
Just to get to anything. Nothing can go into that house until those bugs are gone. No.
I need to replace the vitellinoides that everyone swears is dead, but it's not dead.
Okay, try again later. Let's try again in 3 months.
Fine. Okay, but do not get rid of that. I will take it.
Well, I wouldn't. I never.
As soon as throw things. As soon as my flatmates are gone, lies, lies. But yeah, I have. That is something that I've been able to like observe more this year than ever. Is like mature Hoyas, mature leaves. Like people like really like. Who kind of started back when we did, like getting a hang on things and really maturing their plants, which is really cool to me. Like just kind of growing with the hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice when you start giving the plant what it wants, but then it's also stressful.
Yeah.
Cause it keeps growing.
Okay. Flex.
Okay, but I know, you know, for a while there, we were doing like Hoya news at the beginning of our episodes. But this year really has been the year of like no news. Even like the end of last year was like the year of no news. And, you know, after doing this podcast is when I like realized the extensive amount of work that goes into doing these publications. So I'm like, okay, like me, you know, Lydia, chill, bro, chill, you know. But I did see
just a low-key publication.
But I did see in one of the groups there was a new publication that came out that I had missed. But in October of last year, October 26th of 2023, there was a morphological characterization of hybrids derived from the pollination of Hoya deleniorum. Which I think is super interesting because I don't feel like it's every day that we see a publication about hybrids. Usually they're about like species or subspecies. But this publication, you know, went over like a lot of different characteristics of Hoya that were pollinated from Hoya deleniorum, like what the flower characteristics look like, what the foliage characteristics look like. So it's a really cool article. So I'll be sure to link it.
How do you spell deleniorum?
DeLeoniorum.
So basically this is saying like, hey, this is a Hoya that's been published or recently published, but now we found like all of these other Hoya that are very similar to it. That maybe like it is one of the parents of?
No. So I'm pretty sure these were ones that someone had hybridized.
Okay.
Like they hybridized them because they have a GTX like
ascension number
tied to them. So I'm pretty sure somebody has hybridized these and then they went ahead and like showed the different characteristics of like different like generations of offspring.
Oh my goodness. The flower's cute, but
how cute. Yeah. The leaves are given.
What does it remind me of? It kind of reminds me of,
well, those flowers are really cute.
They are very cute. What's that Hoya that I got from April that had those orange flowers that are really cute? It's cute.
Porcelana? No.
Yes.
Yes, cute as porcelana.
See, I knew.
Look at you go.
A little bit more of
I know Hoya.
You do, though.
A little bit more of like standard looking green Hoya leaves. But I think it's cool that someone's taking the time to characterize like...
It looks like a lemon tree.
Like hybrids that they ficus. Pollinated.
So when I was on vacation, I did send you guys that photo because there was a tree and I was like, that looks exactly like the Hoya Medusa.
You did.
It did. Look, it was a ficus, right?
I think it was, but I love that. I love the leaves. I love the ficus and the Medusa.
Yeah.
I do also love ficus. I just can't keep them alive. So some new things that have been happening in the Hoya world, and things are always changing here. And so I'm sure at some point, again, in our LTH journey, we'll do something else like that. But if you guys have been seeing anything else new or exciting, you can always DM us, tag us in your stories, because we always love hearing new little tidbits of information. And we do have a lot of listeners who like will DM us and be like, oh my gosh, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Which is cool, because it's hard to keep up. Like there's so much information out there that it's hard to keep up. And it's nice that other people are finding information that we haven't seen, and then we get to see it. So
yeah. And always share it, because even if we have seen it, we still like sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
But you can find us on Instagram at let's.talkhoya. And you can also find us individually over on Instagram. My Instagram is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Adios.
Bye.